On the day after the fire started, September 6th, Faith Zachardly's group, the River Warriors Society, and other groups of Indigenous people provided immediate short-term help to people whose homes had lost power or were overrun by flames.
So between those organizations and ours, we pulled funding and was able to provide buying generators in bulk.
That allowed families to keep the lights and heat on. The groups provided gas cards, Walmart gift cards, food, and hotel rooms where families could stay for the short term. Zachardly is a member of the Colville Confederated Tribes. She says her group helped 24 families who lived on or next to the reservation. They've continued their work to provide needed supplies and to clean up burned home sites. They're also working, with winter approaching, to help people find temporary places to live.
We're trying to do the tiny home thing. So we're putting our first tiny home next week down towards Mons. He'll be our first guy that gets one. We've got three more that are getting ready to be brought in next week. And then there'll be carpenters and volunteers that are going to come up and build the insides of them.
Zachardly says her organization will continue to take food and cash donations at the River Warriors Society website and Facebook page. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.